Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Minor Feelings by Kathy Park Hong. This profound book, written by a distinguished poet and essayist, is a thought-provoking exploration of the Asian American experience. Through a blend of memoir and cultural criticism, Hong shares her intimate experiences and those of others to paint a vivid picture of the challenges faced by Asian Americans. Minor Feelings delves into the nuanced realities of growing up and living in the United States as an Asian, shedding light on the often overlooked aspects of racial discourse. Kathy Park Hong, a Korean-American author celebrated for her poetry and recognized with prestigious awards like the Wyndham Campbell Prize, the Guggenheim Fellowship, and the National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship, brings her insightful perspective to this compelling narrative. This book is a must-read for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of racial issues in America, particularly from the viewpoint of the Asian American community. Whether you're a lover of memoirs or someone keen on exploring intricate social dynamics, Minor Feelings offers a poignant, reflective journey into what it means to navigate identity and belonging in a complex world. Join us as we unravel the essence of Kathy Park Hong's critical work, providing a lens into the purgatorial status that Asian Americans navigate daily. Minor Feelings: A Reckoning on Race and the Asian Condition. Introduction: Discovering the Complex Layers of Asian American Identity. What does it feel like to navigate life in the U.S. as an Asian American today? This is a question that echoes across communities, yet seems to linger in the shadows of the broader discourse on race and racism. Despite the volumes of literature dedicated to understanding racial dynamics, the unique experiences of Asian Americans often go underexplored, suggesting a larger narrative at play, caught in a stereotype that paints them as the ideal immigrants, industrious, courteous, and unobtrusive. Asian Americans endure a silent struggle. These seemingly positive attributes, in reality, weave a narrative that undermines their individuality and contributions, rendering their experiences invisible within larger conversations about race. Kathy Park Hong, a poet with South Korean roots, provides an intimate glimpse into this complex experience. Through her eyes, listeners are invited to delve into the personal and collective journeys of Asian Americans, unveiling the nuanced realities that shape their lives in the United States. In this exploration, you'll encounter various revelations, including Kathy Park Hong's reflections on how comedian Richard Pryor influenced her inability to connect with the classic novel The Catcher in the Rye, and her thoughts on the common assertion that Asians are everywhere. Prepare to embark on a journey that traverses the rich, varied landscape of Asian American identity, casting light on stories that yearn to be told and understood. Part 1: Navigating the Undefined, the Asian American Quest for Identity. Kathy Park Hong, in a moment of introspection during a depressive episode, found herself in Wyoming for a poetry reading, an engagement she didn't particularly look forward to, even on her best days. As she shared her poetry, a sense of disconnection clouded her, fueled by a perception of inadequacy in her stage presence, a trait she attributed to her Asian identity. This moment served as a stark reminder of the murky waters where Asian Americans find themselves, not quite fitting the mold of the minority narrative typically associated with Black individuals, yet far from being embraced as equals in a predominantly white society. This realization underscores a poignant truth. Asian Americans occupy a liminal space, seemingly adrift between the clearly defined racial boundaries of Black and white, struggling for recognition and definition in a society that often overlooks them. The journey home from Wyoming brewed in Hong a deep reflection on her identity and the broader Asian American experience. A sudden call from her therapist, who decided to terminate their sessions after just one meeting, added to the feeling of alienation. The therapist, although sharing the same ethnic background as Hong, cited a lack of compatibility as the reason, leaving Hong to ponder the complexities of connection and understanding within her community. This contemplation brought back memories of a painful encounter at a Vietnamese nail bar in Iowa, where the disdainful treatment she received from the owner's teenage son mirrored a mutual animosity and self-disgust. This experience, though seemingly small, revealed the shared struggle of identity and acceptance that Hong recognized within herself and across the Asian American landscape. The narrative took a darker turn with the 2017 incident involving David Dao, a Vietnamese American man violently removed from an overbooked flight. The media's portrayal of Dao as a universal victim, effectively erasing his Asian identity from the narrative, highlighted the broader issue of invisibility and erasure faced by Asian Americans. His traumatic past as a refugee, fleeing Saigon in 1975, adds layers of complexity to his American experience, pointing to the deep historical and personal wounds that many Asian Americans carry. In a society where Asians are often touted as the model minority, edging closer to whiteness, Hong questions this simplistic and potentially harmful narrative. Can assimilation into a society that has historically marginalized and exploited Asian countries truly be the end goal? Or does it signify a loss of cultural identity so profound that it equals invisibility? Through these reflections, Hong captures the essence of the Asian American struggle, a quest for identity in a world that often fails to see them as individuals with rich, nuanced stories, condemning them to a state of perpetual in-between, neither fully accepted nor entirely rejected. Part 2, Race Through the Lens of Humor and Hurt, a revelation inspired by Richard Pryor. During a challenging period marked by depression, Kathy Park Hong found solace and a sense of identification in the fearless performances of the black comedian Richard Pryor, particularly his 1979 masterpiece Live in Concert. It was Pryor's unabashed discourse on race and his willingness to confront the uncomfortable truths through humor that provided Hong with a pathway to recovery. Pryor brought to the forefront the omnipresent influence of race, humorously addressing his transformation from a child to a Negro in the eyes of society as he aged, and comparing a heart attack to a brutal police encounter. His evolution as a comedian from avoiding racial topics to critically engaging with them was catalyzed by a pivotal moment in Las Vegas, where the realization that his grandmother would not be welcome in the affluent, predominantly white audience led him to a profound questioning of his place and purpose there. The crucial insight here is the pervasiveness of race in shaping our life experiences, as vividly illustrated by Richard Pryor's stand-up routines. Hong connects deeply with Pryor's exploration of minor feelings, a collection of negative, race-colored self-perceptions that accumulate and intensify over time. These feelings of alienation and inadequacy are sparked by the mismatch between the optimistic worldview predominantly held by white individuals and the harsher realities faced by people of color, leading to a tumult of bitterness and shame. Yet, in Pryor's conceptions of race, Hong also encounters a dissonance. His dichotomy of black and white experiences leaves little room for Asian identity, imparting a sense of exclusion. This sentiment is further exemplified by the events surrounding the 1992 Los Angeles riots, which demonstrated both the vulnerability and complicity of Korean Americans within the racial dynamics of the city. The devastation in Koreatown and the preceding incident involving the shooting of Latasha Harlins by a Korean American store owner revealed the complex, often painful interplay of race relations. Hong posits that discussing race encompasses both polemical and lyrical elements, weaving through the intricate tapestry of human experiences, contradictions, and ambiguities. Yet, one undeniable truth emerges: the profound and far-reaching impact of race on personal and collective narratives. Through humor, pain, and the shared human condition, the conversation on race invites us to confront, understand, and navigate its deep-rooted influence in our lives. Part 3, Between Ambition and Adversity, The Asian Immigrant Family Experience. Kathy Park, Hong's foray into J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye during her ninth grade was less an encounter with relatable adolescence and more a realization of the vast chasm between the ideals of American youth and her own experiences. Holden Caulfield, with his privileged angst and yearning for a preserved childhood innocence, was a character she found alien, underscored by her own eagerness to embrace adulthood and shed the complexity of her identity as part of an Asian immigrant family. The core of this narrative lies in understanding how growing up in an Asian immigrant family is imbued with unique challenges and complexities. Hong delineates this journey through the lens of her family's history, marked by her father's arduous path from poverty in Korea to success in the United States. Despite the seeming fulfillment of the American dream through business triumphs in LA, Hong's father's experiences were tinged with adversity, from falsifications for visa approval to confronting remnants of conflict with an American veteran. These narratives provide a stark contrast to the idyllic, innocence-tinged childhood cherished in Anglo-American culture, suggesting instead a childhood acquainted early with the concepts of shame and struggle. Hong's grandmother's migration from North Korea accentuates this narrative, adding layers of resilience and survival against the backdrop of war and displacement. An encounter recounted from Hong's childhood, where her grandmother faces derision from local children, amplifies the sense of alienation and shame deeply entwined in their immigrant experience. It highlights not just the cultural disparities, but also the cruel, often brutal reception awaiting them in their new homeland. The incident of Hong's father confronting a young bully serves as a poignant reflection on the protective instincts of immigrant parents juxtaposed with their vulnerabilities in the face of a new, often hostile environment. It showcases the fear of misjudgment and the desperate, sometimes futile, attempts to shield their family from the prejudice and ignorance that mar their journey in America. Furthermore, a seemingly minor detail, Hong attending school unknowingly clad in a Playboy-branded shirt, encapsulates the dissonance between her upbringing and the pervasive cultural symbols of her adopted country, highlighting once again the distinct and complex path of growing up in an Asian immigrant family. This narrative rejects the simplistic association of childhood with innocence, pointing instead to a tapestry of experiences shaped by ambition, adversity, resilience, and inevitably the keen awareness of being other in a society that holds tightly to its ideals of youth and identity. Hong's journey, and that of her family, underscores a profound truth about the immigrant experience. It is a relentless pursuit of dreams amidst the harsh reality of cultural displacement and identity reformation. Part 4, Embracing Imperfection, Kathy Park Hong's Artistic Journey Through Language and Friendship. Kathy Park Hong's initial struggles with learning English were steeped in a milieu of linguistic imperfections, which during her younger years stirred feelings of embarrassment. Yet, as she matured, these very imperfections became the bedrock of her literary identity, transforming the way she engaged with the English language and ultimately how she expressed herself through poetry. Central to this transformation was her collegiate bond with fellow art students Erin and Helen, whose unique backgrounds and perspectives enriched Hong's creative journey. Through their collective exploration of art and identity, Hong, Erin, and Helen challenged conventional norms and supported one another in finding their distinct voices. This experience highlighted the rarity of narratives surrounding female artistic collaborations, which became a source of inspiration and empowerment for Hong. The key message here is that Kathy Park Hong discovered her unique voice, not only through the camaraderie and challenges shared with her friends, but also through cultivating a complex, often adversarial, relationship with the English language. This journey of linguistic and artistic self-discovery was marked by a deliberate embrace of bad English, a conscious choice to challenge and subvert the traditional perceptions of the language. By integrating mistranslated signs and deliberately crafted imperfections into her poetry, Hong sought to confront and redefine the auditory expectations of English, much like the disruptive art she and her friends created at Oberlin. Hong's relationship with Helen, though marred by instances of conflict and appropriation, ultimately reflected the depth and complexity of their creative and personal bonds, their collective experiences, defined by a blend of confidence, rebellion, and the quest for artistic identity, offered Hong a fleeting sense of empowerment, akin to the societal privileges of white men, a feeling she has found elusive in her adult life. Choosing to pursue poetry, Hong delved even deeper into her contention with the English language, employing it as a tool to explore and expose the nuances of immigrant experiences and the struggles faced by her family. From parodying romantic poetry to inventing new pidgin languages for her epic narratives, she consistently aimed to wrestle with and reclaim the authority over English. Hong's poetic ambition is epitomized in the metaphor of the live octopus from the South Korean film Old Boy, an allegory for her relationship with English. Just as the octopus attempts to consume the protagonist but ends up suffocating him, Hong endeavors to other the English language by consuming it, challenging its dominion, and ultimately reframing it as her own. Through this rich tapestry of friendships, artistic ventures, and linguistic rebellion, Kathy Park Hong's journey embodies a profound exploration of identity, expression, and the perpetual quest to define oneself in a world that often seeks to impose its own narratives. Part 5. Reflecting on the Forgotten Tragedy of Teresa Hakyong-cha. In the autumn of 1982, the streets of New York bore silent witness to the tragic end of Teresa Hakyong-cha, an artist and writer whose journey had only just begun to unfold. Her work, particularly the publication of Dictée, a unique blend of poetry and visual art, had positioned her at the dawn of a promising career. Yet, fate decreed otherwise, as her life was brutally cut short on her way home from the Metropolitan Museum, where she was employed. This very building would, by a twist of fate, become a future residence of Kathy Park Hong, weaving a thread of connection between two women, separated by time, but united by heritage. The loss of Teresa Hakyong-cha is emblematic of the broader narrative surrounding the perception and treatment of Asian women in the United States. Kathy Park Hong's discovery of Cha and her monumental work Dictée in the classroom was shadowed by a conspicuous omission. The grim details of Cha's violent demise were merely glossed over. This silence speaks volumes, mirroring perhaps the societal inclination to overlook the narratives of Asian women, to reduce them to mere footnotes in their own stories. Contrast this with the literary world's preoccupation with the tormented lives of poets like Sylvia Plath, and a stark disparity emerges. It raises the question of why Cha's harrowing end has faded into the background, why her death has been enveloped in silence and, over time, slipped into oblivion rather than provoking widespread discourse and reflection. Teresa's life, marked by displacement and survival against the backdrop of war and dictatorship in Korea, reflects a history of resilience and struggle, echoing that of many Asian immigrants. Yet, despite the autobiographical layers woven into Dictée and the availability of court records detailing her murder, a pervasive silence shrouds her story. Hong's quest to understand this silence led her to encounter a misidentification that aggravates the stereotype of Asian indistinguishability, a search engine mistaking a photo of Cha's sister for Cha herself. Further inquiry into the lack of media attention surrounding Cha's case only deepened the enigma, with responses ranging from respect for the family's privacy to an outright acknowledgement of the devaluation of Asian women. She was just another Asian woman. The narrative of Teresa Hakyong-cha thus serves as a poignant lesson in the United States' attitudes toward Asian women, often marginalized, their stories unvoiced or unheard. It compels us to confront the silence, to question the disparities in empathy and concern, and to honor the memory and contributions of Asian women whose lives and legacies demand recognition and respect. Through the lens of Cha's forgotten tragedy, Hong invites us to reflect on the intersection of race, gender, and visibility in America, challenging us to remember and reckon with the stories that have been relegated to the shadows. Part 6, Unraveling the Conditional Acceptance of Asian Americans. In a nation where Asian American was birthed from the fervor of radicalism in 1968, borrowing its spirit from the Black Power movement, it's disheartening to see how the term, once emblematic of unity and resistance, has morphed into a label often associated with neoliberal ideals. The narrative of hard work to honor and surpass the sacrifices of immigrant parents has become synonymous with Asian American identity, yet it conceals a simmering undercurrent of resentment and disillusionment with America's conditional acceptance. Kathy Park Hong shines a light on this ongoing struggle, underscoring the harsh reality that, despite generations of contribution, the status of Asian Americans in the United States remains precariously contingent. The historical backdrop of this conditional acceptance is as tragic as it is illuminating. The sacrifice of Chinese laborers in the perilous construction of the country's railroads, the unjust internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, and the devastating military interventions in Vietnam and Korea. Each of these episodes marks a chapter of pain, sacrifice, and resilience within the Asian American narrative. These are not merely historical footnotes, but enduring scars that shape the community's collective memory and identity. Indeed, the imposition of the arbitrary division between North and South Korea by American officers, splitting families, and sowing the seeds of a conflict that reverberates to this day, serves as a powerful testament to the profound and often detrimental impact of U.S. foreign policy on Asian lives. Perhaps one of the most piercing observations is the contemporary sentiment that Asian people are everywhere, a statement steeped in xenophobia and ignorance. It's a reflection of the failure to acknowledge the role of American military and political actions in driving waves of Asian migration, reshaping the demographic landscapes of both Asia and the United States. Lorraine O'Grady's 2018 assertion that the future may not need white individuals but will still be governed by white supremacy captures the essence of the dilemma faced by Asian Americans. Despite often being positioned as a model minority, a status that superficially elevates them while perpetuating stereotypes, it's a stark reminder of their nuanced position within America's racial hierarchy. Asian Americans may avoid certain forms of scrutiny faced by other minority groups, yet this doesn't equate to full acceptance or belonging in a society still deeply rooted in whiteness. This exploration into the conditional status of Asian Americans in the United States is not only a critique of systemic injustices, but also a call to recognize the complex, multifaceted stories of resilience, adaptation, and resistance that define the Asian American experience. Through this lens, Kathy Park Hong challenges us to confront the uncomfortable truths of America's historical and ongoing relationship with its Asian communities, urging a re-evaluation of what it means to belong in a nation that has yet to reconcile fully with its multicultural identity. Final summary. In the complex tapestry of the United States, Asian Americans occupy a unique position, navigating through an often invisible purgatory that exists between acceptance and outright rejection. Their experiences, while distinct from those of other minority groups, are marked by a rich history of struggle, adversity, and resilience against deeply ingrained stereotypes and systemic challenges. The narrative of Asian Americans in the U.S. is not merely one of immigration, but is deeply intertwined with the effects of American military and political interventions abroad. These actions have forcibly shaped the lives and identities of millions, casting long shadows over generations. From the courageous labor of Chinese railroad workers, to the painful memories of Japanese internment camps, and from the turbulent waters between North and South Korea to the war-torn villages of Vietnam, the echoes of the past continue to resonate in the Asian American experience today. However, despite their indelible contributions to the fabric of American society, Asian Americans find themselves perpetually on the edge of full acceptance. the stereotype of the model minority both uplifts and confines, creating a mirage of inclusion that belies the underlying conditionality of their American identity. This precarious status underscores a broader truth. The challenges faced by Asian Americans are a vital part of the nation's ongoing discourse on race and identity, deserving of recognition and understanding. Through the intimate reflections and poignant stories shared by poet Kathy Park Hong, we are invited to consider the minor feelings of shame and alienation that emerge from the chasms of cultural displacement and linguistic barriers. Her narrative, along with the stories of others like Teresa Hak-Kyung Cha, serves as a reminder of the strength found in the face of adversity and the importance of reclaiming one's voice in a world that too often seeks to silence it. As we delve into the nuances of the Asian American experience, we are confronted with the reality of a community that, despite its diversity and vibrancy, battles the shadows of conditional acceptance. It is a call to action for greater empathy, inclusivity, and a re-examination of the narratives we hold about race, identity, and belonging in the tapestry that is America. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.